Now, what happens? Well, he calls a meeting here of his wise men, only they were very unwise. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, "How do ye advise that I may answer this people?" Now, he first, of course, turns to really the wise men in the kingdom, the older man. And they spoke unto him, saying, "If thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they'll be thy servants forever." Now, this was good advice, you see. But he forsook the counsel of the old man, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, "What counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter?'" And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, "Thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spoke unto thee, saying, 'Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us.' Thus shalt thou say unto them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loin.'" In other words, he's going to make it worse. "And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I'll add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions." In other words, this man said, "Instead of decreasing taxes, I intend to increase them. And instead of being less severe, I intend to be more severe." So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, "Come to me again the third day." And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, and I'll add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, and I'll chastise you with scorpions." Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David." So Israel departed unto their tents. Now this is rebellion. This is the splitting up of the kingdom. And it will eventuate, of course, in civil war.